You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Enough of that. All right. So this past, if you've been following me this past few days, you know that last week I was out at a marketing mastermind with, I think I was the only... I was the only person actively serving the network marketing profession at this marketing mastermind. And each person, it was pretty intimate mastermind. And there's a special project that I'm working on with some of the guys from that mastermind. That's a little hush hush, so I won't bring it up. But I don't believe anyone was in that room that's under $2 or $3 million a year. I don't think. But you had people like Trey Llewellyn, $30 million a year business. People like Ezra Firestone, I believe he's right around $30 million a year. Russell Brunson, $90 million a year. And so there's a lot of big marketers in there that aren't in our network marketing space, but are obviously business smarties, and they're smart with what they do around marketing, etc. And so they had every person that attended had to do a presentation, and you were supposed to present on something that would be beneficial for the rest of the group. And so I covered some of our content creation strategies, some of our lead generation strategies, and some of the just different ways that we coach and work with people and help people. I won't go too far into that, but one slide in there was I talked about why I chose network marketing and why I continue to serve the network marketing space. Now, just kind of to set the stage, almost everyone in there had some kind of negative experience around network marketing or network marketers. Okay, so it's a room full of alpha males and females that have large businesses. Again, I'm not aware that anyone in there was under like $2 or $3 million a year. I could be wrong, but I don't think so, right? Everyone over $1 million a year for sure, and some much, much higher than $1 million a year. And so I had one slide in my presentation where I talked about the network marketing profession, and I had 11 people there, 10 or 11 people came up to me immediately afterwards and said, "Hey, you really totally changed my mindset around network marketing. Thanks for, sharing your insights." So I figured maybe it would be cool to share with you what I shared with them. And so I know that a lot of network marketers, well, would it be? Is that cool? I assume that's why you're here, maybe. Neat, cool, all right. Sam, it's because they don't teach leadership in network marketing. Maybe a little bit. Might be a little bit of the reason. There's a lot of things they don't teach in network marketing that need to be taught. And so anyway, so I'll just dive into to what I shared. So first of all, the two main reasons that I choose network marketing, because I could take what we teach in sales, marketing, prospecting, etc., and I did real estate for 5 years. I taught real estate investing for 5 years. So I could go right back into that mix and do that. And a few years ago, I kind of analyzed that. I'm like, should I go in that? I mean, it's more accepted by the masses. It's more, you could argue that you could get more leverage maybe out of that. But I chose against it for these two reasons. Number one, network marketing may not be where every single entrepreneur stays, but over half the room, now think about this, so almost all the room, had some kind of negative experience around network marketers or network marketing, where they had been tricked into a dinner meeting, or they had been, treated like a piece of meat where someone was trying to get them on board and just not being a human. And, so either network marketing or network marketers had turned almost every single one of them off. However, many of them had been in network marketing and had gotten positive benefit from the profession. Interesting. In fact, one of them has a huge company. They got, they started only a couple years ago, and they now have, a paid Facebook group of 47,000 people that all they're doing is using network marketing culture. And they said, hey, all we do is we think like a network marketing company, and that's what we do, and that's how we make so many sales. And so many of them had gotten positive benefit from network marketing, but it also had negative, okay? And so the two main points that I made on why I choose network marketing is, number one, network marketing, and I've been in, geez, I've had an advertising franchise. I started a real estate business. I've, obviously worked my way up, you know, the corporate world. I've done a lot of different things career-wise. Network marketing is the lowest cost, lowest overhead way for you to start a business, period. Okay, you don't have to worry about shipping. You don't have to worry about HR. You don't have to worry about trademark. You don't have to worry about copyright. You don't have to worry about, you know, customer service. You don't have to worry about the logistics of going overseas. You don't have to worry about the, you know, patents. You don't have to worry about all these different things, right? And you just don't have to worry about any of that stuff. All you have to do is just show up and introduce people to a video. And it's as a business, that is kind of crazy. And there's a lot of businesses out there where people will pay more money for a permit to start their business than they will to start an entire network marketing business that comes with product, right? So there's just no question in my mind. Network marketing is the lowest risk, lowest overhead way for someone to start a business and start to learn how to be an entrepreneur. Now, I'm not addicted to, you know, does everyone on the planet have to, you know, be in network marketing or whatever? I'm not addicted to that. But I know if I want to help entrepreneurs, network marketing is a great place, because a lot of people, it's their first exposure to being a business owner. It's their first exposure to being an entrepreneur. And so that's a really, really cool space. Now, what goes with that is that you don't have to get a certification. You don't have to get a degree. You don't have to spend 1 hour in a social media class before you start your network marketing business. And that's good and that's bad, right? And so there's a lot of people that enter the network marketing space not taught proper marketing, right? There's very few companies that teach proper marketing, proper social media. Very few companies do that either, right? In fact, there's a lot of companies out there that they just say, go get them, Tiger. And they tell you to, you know, smash your links on everyone's, you know, Facebook wall. And obviously that's not the smartest way. So we're trying to improve that, trying to correct that and help that out. But I love it that it's like the gateway drug to business. It is the gateway for a lot of people that maybe the day prior they were just working, you know, working at a retail shop or substitute teaching or, you know, driving a truck, teaching, you like that one? Your teachers will really like it. But driving a truck, mechanics, whatever. So the day before someone joins a network marketing company, they may have nothing, no thoughts at all about business, and then all of a sudden, boom, they have a business. Okay, so they didn't study for 8 years in college and spend $100,000, you know, to go and finally come out with a blueprint of how to run a business that isn't real world. They are like, oh, you know what? I'm you know, working at the mall. Maybe I'll start a business, and boom, got a business. So it's a great gateway for people to start to learn about business and be an entrepreneur. And even better than that, it's got unlimited potential. You can make millions and millions of dollars having never figured out how to ship a product. You can make millions and millions of dollars having never dealt with any kind of lawsuit, any kind of legal fees, any kind of, what if we increase the width of the cardboard by a third of an inch and it increases shipping by $8, right? You don't have to deal with any of that crap, which is what all other businesses have to deal with. They have to deal with the patents, the trademarks, the attorneys, all these different things. There's a million things that you network marketers don't have to deal with in any way, shape, or form. And something that when I was actively building a network marketing team, there were a lot of things I just didn't have to worry about, right? It was just awesome, right? And so it's a great way for anybody, any ordinary person, anybody from any walk of life with any amount of experience to start a business, bada bing, right? But you have to understand that a lot of times people enter that business scene and they don't have an MBA. They don't have any sales background. They don't have anything. Like they've literally, yesterday they were, repairing diesel engines, and the next day they got a business. And if they're not taught properly, then what do you expect? I mean, what do you expect? If people have zero sales experience, zero marketing experience, zero business experience, what do you expect? So that was my first point. Is that it is the lowest cost, lowest risk, lowest overhead way, fastest way for someone to start a business and be able to generate a dollar. Do you realize if you want to generate a dollar using the internet, well, you better, you know, sign up for this program, get this website going, get this funnel going maybe. Maybe you need a shopping cart. Maybe, you know, maybe they hold your assets for 6 months. I got a buddy that, you know, started business and, you know, got his shopping cart and merchant account all divvied up and, you know, got his money coming in and they're holding it for 6 months, right? That doesn't happen in network marketing. So there's a lot of things in business network marketers just don't, you know, we don't have to worry about. You just don't have to worry about, right? The second thing is if you look at, okay, who's the best internet marketer on the planet? Well, you could say Kern, maybe Dice, maybe Russell Brunson, you know, and I see all three of those as having different strengths, right? Like different like smart levels at different things. And, you know, personally of the three, I know Russell way more. So I love Russell. He's fantastic. But look at their events. So if you, once a year, at least Dice and Russell run events once a year, and they'll have about 3,000, 4,000 people. There's a 20,000 person event in the United States for network marketing every single month. Every month. Now, the United States is not the largest. Asia is, okay? Every month, there's a 20,000 person event. Is there a 20,000 person event at Tony Robbins? No. I mean, maybe he's had one, maybe two, I don't know. Okay, who's the best guy in sales? Grant Cardone. Has he ever had a 20,000 person event? No, not to my knowledge. Correct me if I'm wrong. What about real estate, right? You got like the Than Merrills, you got who else are gangsters in real estate? Do they get 20,000? Do they get 10,000? Do they get 5,000? 4,000? 3,000? 2,000, 1,000, right? There is nothing. If you are someone that is driven by impacting masses of people, to me, there's nothing like network marketing. There is no other industry I'm aware of or profession I'm aware of that you have this much possibility of impact and exposure on such a consistent basis. And it makes sense because it's such a hungry audience. So you combine, you know, a lot of brand new entrepreneurs, brand new business owners who don't have any experience with, you know, the economy and a lot of jobs going away, right? And I mean, when I say jobs, I don't mean like the, you know, political sense as far as the job market or whatever. I mean, actual jobs, like fast food people losing their jobs and machines replacing them and that sort of thing. And then number three, that whole amount of people being impacted. And so I shared those two things. And I said, hey, listen, is network marketing perfect? It definitely is not, okay? But we are working, and this is what I said to the group, we are working to raise the conversation level of this great profession, because none of you guys are turned off by network marketing, you're turned off by network marketers, right? Because you've been approached inappropriately, you've been hounded, you've been chased, begged, bugged, which are all things we don't teach. We don't teach any of that stuff, we teach against that stuff. Now, shame on the profession for allowing the the proliferation of spam and hype and all that stuff. But there will come a day, I believe, where that will be abnormal, and that will be uplines will have the what's the word? It's a medical term, cojones, to actually go to their downline and say, hey, maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you don't want to post your buy one get one. Maybe instead we want to raise some curiosity and actually attract some people versus turn everyone off. Okay, so I believe there'll be a time where we have more education and just smarter marketing inside of our profession, and we're gonna keep working at that to help that. And so I encourage the entrepreneurs in the room to, hey, if you got someone that's in the network marketing space, send them our way, we'll teach them the right way to do it. And so that's, I not one person, now I will tell you, there was little jokes here and there before I went up. There were little like, you know, little, you know, nothing major, because it's a bunch of cool people, like super cool people. So nothing like nasty or super negative or anything like that. But there were a couple little comments here and there about network marketing and, you know, little tiny jabs, like tiny little pinpricks. Nothing like really nasty, because these were just really, really cool people. And they really are. They were amazing people. I learned so much from these guys. But after my talk, so many of them, four came up to me right away, and a couple actually emailed me. I got some emails today that was just like, dude, you totally changed my mind about network marketing. And so here's what not to do, okay? I did not go on there and say, hey guys, we're the greatest profession of all time. You guys' profession suck, right? I didn't do that, okay? I didn't say, hey, jobs suck, man. Network marketing's cool. I didn't do that because that doesn't work, okay? If you want to absolutely make sure someone doesn't agree with you, then just be cocky about it. Just be arrogant about it. Just be, you know, ignorant, right? And so I just said, hey, listen, maybe you guys aren't in it. Totally cool. But boy, is it a great, it's a great way for people to go from, I'm not a business owner. I know nothing about sales. I know nothing about marketing. I've never been an entrepreneur. Boom. To have a business in a box. Pretty cool way. Now, some people, they come through network marketing. They end up somewhere else. Nothing wrong with that. It's okay. You know, I love network marketing. I love what it represents. I love that it gives the person with, you know, bad credit like I had, who had failed in a bunch of times like I had, who was in personal foreclosure like I was. It gives any person at any level a chance to succeed. Now, do some succeed faster than others? Of course, like in anything, right? But every single person that enters network marketing has the possibility of creating something profitable. And that's pretty cool. And so by representing the profession that way, by saying, hey guys, it's a lowest risk, lowest overhead way for you to start a business. It's pretty cool. You may not like it, may not be your cup of tea, totally cool. But there's a lot of people that don't have the business sense to go and start a shipping company, to start shipping widgets. You know, like what has really popularized things right now is you look at Shark Tank, right? So Shark Tank has popularized a few things. Venture capital, it's popularized coming up with inventions. Do you know how many people have an invention, spend their life savings, and never make it back and never make any money? Guys, that's the majority. Now, I'm not saying not to. I'm not saying, you know, hey, don't be inventing things. I'm not saying that. But do you realize the amount, the percentage of people that have an invention or do something Shark Tank-y like and never make money or never make their money back or any money at all, but they put a lot of money in? It's a lot of people, right? I'm not bashing it, but you compare the difference. I think if you have an invention, if you're like, man, I'm going to invent the whatever, right? I just had some really weird thoughts there, but you invent whatever. What if you had that invention in your head and you said, you know what? If I'm going to invent something, I'm still going to need to know how to sell. I'm still going to need to know how to market. I'm still going to need to know how to talk to human beings. Why don't I just divert a few $100, maybe a couple $1,000, and go over here and learn culture, leadership, prospecting, maybe marketing, depends on who you learn from, right? Maybe some of these things from network marketing in a much lower risk environment, and then go launch my amazing idea. What if? I'm just saying. It is a fantastic way for a very low overhead, very low cost for you to learn a lot of skills. Right, Christy? I believe it ends with a Z. Skills with a Z. All right? So, anywho, there you go, my friends. That's just what I said. And that's how I recommend you represent this profession. Don't go around town acting like you're superior. Or acting like everyone's an idiot if they're not in network marketing, right? So don't be that person. Don't misrepresent our profession. Don't be tricking people into coming to dinner and then busting out the whiteboard. Don't do that stuff. Don't trick people into a three-way call, right? Hey, my buddy Frank wants to talk to you. Get him, Frank. Don't do that. And instead, let's represent the profession powerfully, ethically, morally, knowing that, hey, it's still a business. You still got to do work. Let's stop hyping people. Let's not tell people that it's easy. Oh man, I just want to, anyway, don't tell people it's easy. Just don't do it. I would much rather tell people it's hard, right? It's hard, but at least it's possible to create freedom. You see, I used to be in a corporate job and it was also hard, but there was zero possibility of freedom. None. There are no number of hours that I could have worked that then I could have retired off into the sunset and they would continue to pay me. No number of hours, no matter how long, 30 years, 50 years, 100 years, right? I could be 100 years old at that job, and as soon as I quit, so does my pay. There was no way to create freedom with that. And this, I'm not bashing a job. I'm just saying, I know it's possible in both scenarios, and one to me is a little cooler. So there you go, my friends. I hope you got value from this. And by the way, if you like this kind of training, imagine 3 days worth. TopEarnerAcademy.com, September 22nd to 24th. We're going to blow your freaking mind. Let's see. We have, this may come out before that, but we have probably the biggest business idea I've ever had for this profession. There's after spending time with a lot of people, a lot of different marketers, a lot of different business minds, I think I've come up with a solution to really, really lift the profession. And it's actually not what I thought it was going to be. But check it out, TopEarnerAcademy.com. That's in September. I know we will sell out of those tickets. That's not just talk. Believe me, we will sell out. That room only holds so many. So I hope to see you there. If you can make it, awesome. If not, suck face. But anyway, have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.